Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
Tomorrow of early break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is Wednesday, which means Ruhlman's is open for business today for lunch and dinner in Ashland, off of Highway 60 between Lincoln and Omaha. Filet mignon, New York strip, sirloin for you, sip, Chilean sea bass,
sirloin
walleye,
for sip.
Cookie skillet for all at Ruhlman's Steakhouse.
Probably should tell people, too, they have more than 4 items.
Well, there's more than, they got wood-fired chicken, they've got more steak options than that. They also have spaghetti, I learned this weekend. Somebody got spaghetti there.
That sounds really good. I can see Phil crushing it with some spaghetti.
He told me the spaghetti's really good. I said, yes. I probably would never order that here, Phil. Not as a shot to you, but it's a steakhouse. I want to get steak here.
It's kind of me, too.
He said, I understand that. I respect that. But thank you, Phil.
I tell you what.
They got crab rice, which somebody, by the way, texted and said it was phenomenal.
Oh. It's
so they backed
bowl.
You up.
Is there
on
any
that
word
one?
On Highway 6? Where we're at?
I went yesterday to Ashland, okay. And it is still a mess.
Okay,
is it a big mess?
Several
Jake?
Stops.
Yeah, it's a mess. Two.
I think it might have been 3 stops.
Potentially. I think it's 2.
Okay, well, it felt like 3.
Don't count the roundabout.
I'm not. Didn't count the roundabout. No. It felt like 3. It might be 2.
I don't know. It was a lot. But it's Phil, but I tell you one thing, doesn't affect Phil. Phil's still packing the house.
Yep. People just still
take
get it, there.
Just kind of whip around the interstate, take a little scenic drive. Not a problem. You still whip right in there.
You could. You could from.
They'll have a big week. They're probably celebrating the rain from last night. There'll be a lot of celebrations. So big time for Phil,
back.
What they have going on. Also read they have like, what's the word? I want to use the word food truck. Phil, chime in on this. They're serving burritos outside.
This started yesterday on Tuesdays, I believe 11 to 1. They are now, because they're not open. The restaurant's closed Monday, Tuesday.
Wait a second.
Yes.
But they were, as of yesterday, for the first time, they had burritos outside to be served from 11 to 1.
How about
at Ruhlman's?
What do you think the meat and the burritos are like?
How would that be? Oh, unbelievable.
I was told by somebody who had one, it was phenomenal. I did not have one myself. I got there too late for that, but it was.
How about
people said they're great.
They're not open, so Phil opened up a secondary restaurant on wheels to make
outside.
Sure and to feed the people. Ashland.
In front of Ruhlman's.
I feel legitimate pull to go there.
And if you're driving.
Every day.
If you're driving, say you're driving with.
Whoever.
Trixie's mom.
Yes.
And you're driving through
through Greenwood.
Greenwood. What was said?
Oh, this is a junky little town.
I feel so bad, Greenwood. Sorry.
We love Baker's Candies.
Yeah,
we love Yoder's Amish Furniture.
Just,
we love Greenwood. Just funny to hear
just
that.
Just funny. How old?
94. There was no conversation.
No, it's just dead quiet.
Dead quiet.
Radio's not on.
And she said it and chuckled. That's a junky little town. Oh,
thank
it's
you.
Good. Greenwood. I did run into... Petrinka yesterday at Planet Fitness. She was with somebody from Greenwood. And they sort she was in agreement that it's a little junky, but apparently there's a really good chicken. There's a good bar restaurant downtown where you can get good fried
I've been
chicken.
There before. It is good. Yeah. I forget the name of it. Forget the name, but I have
You've
been
never
there twice.
To amazing.
It's good.
Yeah. You've seen me yeah, been there
good,
twice.
It's a good bar.
You like that?
Yeah.
You
yes.
get roasted fried chicken.
I had a hamburger which was really good there once. Oh, okay. Really good.
Okay.
Petrinka. We're Thank friends Petrinka. Now on Facebook.
She's friends with you. Yeah. She talks if you as a friend.
Well, he is Bill. A friend. It's fine.
It is. We are friends, Petrinka.
Petrinka was getting after it at Planet Fitness. She got mad because I told her I'm not talking. I got to get going. I got to work out. And she did not like that. Yeah. But whatever. She'll get over it. That's get over cool. it, Petrinka.
On three.
Sorry.
On three yesterday put out their quarterback ranking in the Big Ten.
Okay.
And now we have talked about, I mean, if you look at any preseason poll or projection, they all have Ohio State as a playoff team. Michigan, probably not a playoff team, but a contender for the playoff. They're seen as fourth in the Big Ten Conference by a lot of people, mm-hmm. which is why I'm interested in the rankings of the quarterbacks, because it's one mm-hmm. outlet's opinion, but this has been pretty consistent.
Mm-hmm.
This is the order of the top 10 quarterbacks that On3 has in terms of the Big Ten.
Hey, by the way, Jake, this was well done.
I agree. I think the order is solid.
It's Andy Staples.
And Staples is really good.
Yes. Yeah, he put some elbow grease into this.
So here's his order of top 10 quarterbacks in the Big Ten this year. Number one, Drew Aller, Penn State. Number two, Luke Altmyer. Three, Fernando Mendoza at Indiana via Cal. Number four, Nico Iamaleava from UCLA via Tennessee. Five, Dante Moore, Oregon. Sixth, Dylan Royola, Nebraska. Julian Sayin is seventh at Ohio State. Eight.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Bryce Underwood, Michigan. 9, Damon Williams Jr. at Washington. And 10, Mark Gronowski in Iowa via South Dakota State. So you've got a playoff team contender, the defending national champs. Mm-hmm. Ohio State have the, per Andy Staples, 7th best quarterback in the conference. Yeah. Oregon has the 5th best quarterback in the conference.
Yeah, interesting when you see these players that we are not familiar with.
Correct.
We
haven't Sayin, seen. We
not familiar.
Nope. Not familiar with at all.
Dante Moore,
haven't not seen familiar him. With. So there are some interesting factors there, but I think that like I said I wouldn't already change anything. The most interesting one is Indiana,
Fernando Mendoza,
because he's third in. Played well at Cal, but there's another person. Does the Big Ten really know? Can you tell me right now, Sip, really his strengths and weaknesses and from watching? What'd you think? I mean, I watched him only one time. I watched him play against Miami.
Yes.
You were up late.
That
was
up comeback.
Late. Yeah, and Miami had the big comeback to beat him.
Yep.
And that was the only time I watched him play. Hey. And so I don't know any about him. But to be third, think about that. Indiana right now has the third best quarterback.
Yeah, great.
You love that for Google.
Yeah. He's... Now, according to Andy, I didn't know this. Georgia tried to recruit Mendoza out of the portal before its bowl game. I don't know if he means before Cal's bowl game. I don't. Before its bowl game, he said. But this, he said the, you know, he's the 6'5", 225 pounder.
That's a big quarterback.
Yeah, opted to play for Kurt Cignetti.
Well, he said he thought that was the best way for him to get to the pros.
Six,
be a first
five.
Round pick. With Indiana.
So, yeah, they got one. They got one. It looks like Cignetti's got one, and he's got talent around him, too. They do.
Yeah.
They have receivers.
How will you function if they make the playoff again this year?
Oh, God.
Will you be okay with that? Can you live with yourself?
I would say no, unless Cignetti changes his tack a little bit.
No chance. If he goes 2-for-2 in playoff appearances in Indiana, he's going to be as loud as ever.
He'll be
insufferable. Has anything been as quiet, though? There's nothing coming out of Indiana.
Nope. Pretty,
so
pretty
you
quiet.
Talk about, he's all over the place. We can't get enough of Cignetti. I haven't heard a quote from him for four months.
You're right.
You're right. So that means they're good, probably.
Yeah, probably means they're probably pretty good. And I don't know. Like I said, I'm just excited. Though I'm by far the most excited to see is Iowa.
Gronowski.
I want to see what he's like. Now, I've watched him
play. Big numbers at South Dakota
State. I've watched
him
play several times. Mm-hmm. But if Iowa ever, I mean, how long has it been since they've had a quarterback?
So how about C.J. Beathard?
Yeah.
That's what, 2015?
I think he might go back to Beathard. That's 10 years ago. Said. He said he gives the Hawkeyes functional QB play for the first time since C.J. Beathard.
I think Nate Stanley was okay. He was not bad.
Okay.
He was not bad, but he was not
Beathard. If anybody would know, it'd be you. You know?
Yes, he did.
But no,
of course.
They haven't had a lot of it. There are some things I didn't know. Well, there's one thing that I came to conclusion on Gronowski. Gronowski's a great example of a guy where I don't mind the portal. He makes a lot of sense.
Did a great job there. Won a national champ. Did he win two?
He won the Heisman Trophy. Basically the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah. If you're at South Dakota State, you're like, oh, no, go do it. Do it.
100.
Do it.
100.
All the Big Ten.
4 years there.
Yeah. 100%.
Played 4 years there, won a national title, won their version of the Heisman, which is the Walter Payton Award.
So that's going to be very intriguing to me. What Iowa looks like. Because if they have a functional quarterback, their quarterback play has been so horrific. Yeah. From 2 years ago, the team that came in here was.
They won 10 games with the guy that plays linebacker. He should be playing linebacker.
Yeah. Linebacker.
Deacon Hill should be a linebacker.
I don't think he's athletic enough to play linebacker.
No, you can't play linebacker.
What should he be then?
I'm a kicker. I don't know.
And I think if I remember for the season, he was
playing linebacker, Jake.
Wasn't he like 46% passing?
Yeah.
46%.
That might be high, actually.
Yeah, and they won 10 games. He'd
be the worst linebacker in the history.
Okay, all right. Fine.
But anyway, Gronowski, they got a real one. He didn't play in the – you know what, though? He's hurt in the spring, so you still don't know a lot about him. How about Dylan at six? Is that good?
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Fine with that.
Yeah.
Maybe I think Underwood might be a little high just because he hasn't played. Yeah. He's a true freshman. So that would be a lot.
It's not a really great group.
No.
Of quarterbacks.
Not. Even your number one's not that great. Drew Aller,
when you look at what we just got done talking about in the SEC, where it's like Nussmeier maybe first pick in the draft. Arch Manning. I mean, they get
Sellers at South Carolina.
Yeah, and so there's
Lagway at Florida.
Lagway. I mean, there's quarterbacks. You go, whoa, hang on. Mm-hmm. This is pretty impressive.
When we come back, mailbag and song of the day next. An early break in the Ticket.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.